Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to Conversations with Spirit 2. I'm your host, Matthew James. This is our second show of the week. On Tuesday morning, Canberra time, I did Conversations with Spirit 1. This is the follow-up show. My apologies to everyone. There wasn't a show last week. It didn't air last week because I was in a non-internet area, so I was unable to actually put the show on. My thanks again to Mike Davis and to Kerry for helping with the Conversations with Spirit other show last week. I believe it was an absolute barnstormer. It was an incredible show, and I'm going to have to listen to that one. I've not had a chance to listen to it yet. Now, the format of tonight's show is a little bit different than the Tuesday morning show. We will be discussing spirituality, self-development, spiritual development, psychic phenomena, a whole host of things. I mean, we've talked in depth about quite a number of things in previous shows. We have a brand new guest on this evening from Melbourne in Victoria, a good friend of mine who is sitting in for Nikki Stewart. Nikki, if you're listening, I know you're in Sydney, or you're on your way to Sydney. You've got a busy weekend ahead. Dagmar Bryant is my other guest. I mean, our resident guest is Sharon Tunbridge. I'm going to introduce these two very shortly. I just want to encourage everybody to actually interact with us on this show. This is the idea of this particular show here on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually call in using the guest call now. Guest calling number, I should say. It is a US number. It is area code 760-283-4611, and preferably call in via Skype. Get yourself onto Skype. Have a look on the player that you're listening to this show on. There is a little blue button at the top right hand side. That is the Skype button. That's the Skype queue. You can actually come into the switchboard, onto the switchboard, and you can actually talk to us live on the show about your spirituality, your experiences, ask us some questions, or even have a live reading. There is the option to have live readings. The chat room is open, everybody, and the chat room is open. You want to talk about questions in the chat room. We're not doing any room reading. Put some questions up, and we will answer the questions for you. Now, without further ado, I would like to introduce my two fantastic guests this evening. Dagmar Bryant, are you there, please? Hi, Dagmar.
Hi, Matt and everybody.
Sharon Tunbridge, Polly, are you there?
I am. Hello. Good evening.
Good Matthew. To have you back. Great to be back on this show. It's great to see you happen again. I know. It didn't happen last week, which was appalling. But what have you ladies been up to the last week? What have you been doing?
Sharon, did you want to go first?
Oh, me? Same as always, Matthew. Tons of readings. Readings and some more readings. And lots and lots of rain in New Zealand, which is great when you stay indoors to do readings.
And I bet Dagmar, you've been doing loads of readings as well.
I have been doing loads of readings, but today I actually had a day off. We had some great weather here in Melbourne. It was about 15 degrees, so I was doing lots and lots of washing.
Awesome.
Yeah, we actually stayed with Dagmar and Glenn when we did the Melbourne MBS last week. So I can actually visualise where Dagmar is sitting at the moment, and I know your husband Glenn's going to be coming on the show at about 8:30. He's another medium. He's actually currently got a client at the moment, I believe, Dagmar.
That's correct.
So we're all in. Let's say, I hopefully have got our discussion hats on this evening. We have we, ladies?
Yeah. Ready for any subject, anything the callers want to discuss, or we'll just chat amongst ourselves.
Well, that's right. I know in the quote-unquote green room, we were actually having a bit of a discussion about the show this evening, and a fantastic question was actually brought up by Dagmar, which I feel we should actually start the show with. So Dagmar, do you want to actually raise the topic and ask the question, and then we'll go from there?
All right. Well, I believe what I said was, I think people need to ask really good, valid questions that pertain to what's going on in their life, rather than asking can you give me a general question or a general thing on what's going on in my life, it would help people a lot more in terms of giving a specific question, what they mean to say. Can you tell me what's going on in my relationship situation? Can you tell me what's going on in my work situation? Just to name two really common ones, rather than this misconception of people asking us, well, just give me a general, because in my humble opinion, it doesn't mean very much. If that's what we can go on about.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, I know you raised the pointer of the classic one. Okay, tell me what's going on in the next 3 months. Or I know Sharon mentioned it to us as well. Well, what's happening before Thursday?
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah, I totally agree with people maybe getting a little bit more engaged with their readings, because after all, it is about them. It is about changing their life and giving them good, valid information that's going to help them and take them forward. So all of this, and I'm sure you guys have both experienced the little game called Stump the Psychic. Have you played that one?
Yeah, not that one very well.
Stump the Psychic, let's all play Skeptic, which is great, but it's a waste of valuable time. And the time can be spent much better focusing on the real issues in their lives rather than this silly testing. Because I don't know about you guys, but I find it puts a really big strain on me when I'm trying to do my best. What about do you find it blocks you? Or it just sort of slows the reading down. It slows the flow of information, I find.
It does. I would actually agree with that. And it's like testing. You know, why bother going through the test? Especially for people who are ringing in and, you know, they want a phone reading, or, you know, some of these psychic lines, or even with us in person. You are wasting valuable time. Imagine that same person going into a GP and saying to the doctor, tell me what's wrong with me. And the doctor, I mean, can you imagine what the doctor would say? The doctor would turn around and say, sweetheart, come back in when you really got something that you want to talk about, sort of thing.
Definitely, when you're going to share a couple of your symptoms with me so that I can help you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, come on, give us a bit of a clue, client, please, as to the direction, what you want us to talk about. I mean, what's going to happen in 3 months?
What about the classic, guys? How have either of you two had the classic live ring, the removal or hiding of the wedding ring? Why?
Yes, have that.
Why?
One.
Changing your name.
It's pointless.
Yeah, hide the wedding ring, change your name, withhold information, or sit there like a stuffed dummy. Very hard for a psychic to really keep in that positive flow when you're constantly being brick-walled.
Here's the classic one, Sharon. Right, someone sits down in front of you and they say, I want to hear from my mum. Right, and they're trying to mislead you that the mum's in spirit when they're not.
Oh, I haven't had that one myself.
That's a goodie. That's a goodie.
That's test the medium, see if the medium is genuine or not.
The game of Stump the Psychic, I know, I think.
I actually had that last week. Somebody tried that on me last week in the middle of a reading.
What did you do, Matt?
I just said, well, your mum's actually walking around the MBS, isn't she?
Oh, brilliant.
Very good.
So I said, if you want to talk to your mum, I suggest you wait till the end of the reading and she'll probably be waiting for you.
And how was that received?
The woman then just unfolded her arms and said, no, okay, fine. Who have you got in spirit for me then? So that is an absolute classic test the medium. But how many times must that actually happen? But in either phone readings or in expos or in actual readings, and why do people do it? Why do people still sink to that level? I just don't understand it myself. They're paying good money. I mean, they could be paying $100 up, anywhere from $100 up to $400 for a reading. Why do that?
Exactly, especially if you just allow the reading to flow naturally. You're going to get the validations. You're going to get really good information. It's going to be a lovely open communication between your psychic and yourself. There's no point in putting up these silly blocks. I guess that's what we were, you know, starting to talk about, wasn't it? How to get a good reading, how to get the best experience with your psychic.
That's right. And I think it all boils down to actual preparation by the client to actually purposely think, look, I've got a financial problem that I'm stuck with, or I've got a relationship problem that I've stuck with, and I'm going to trust that psychic with a little bit of information. I mean, for me, I tend to not want to have a question, I must admit, on a personal reading. I prefer to open my mouth. But in certain instances where you've got like a TV question, or you've got a radio question, or you've got a text question, or however that format falls, there has to be a question, unfortunately. And I just think people need to prepare that question a little bit more foresight of, I want to really get some information from that. And instead of saying, what's going to happen to me in the next 3 months, they could put, look, I'm in a bit of a financial problem. Can you see what is actually going to happen relating to that problem over the next 3 months? Or say,
definitely.
A financial problem, and it's crucial that I know where I am in 3 months. At least it gives us a bit of a clue.
Exactly. So preparation is a good word, to prepare yourself and have a purpose. Have a purpose in your mind, what you're expecting, what you would like to get out of your reading. And don't be afraid to specify the area of your life that you'd like to investigate. Saves an awful lot of time. And also, I mean, with the likes of, especially yourself, Matthew, when you've got so many spirits lining up to speak to your client, you know, they might end up just with a whole lot of relatives lining up to talk about the weather rather than dealing with their specific subject.
You
so
know that
take
was
all when you're reading, you would have quite a few spirits there wanting to talk about. What sort of things do they like to talk about that's not related to the client's question?
Well, exactly. And I did actually see a Facebook post about this morning. I won't name the person who I saw it from. And some of the people were saying, well, why can't they just tell us this? Why can't they just tell us that? And why do they tell us all these obscure things? And it's like, I think a lot of it has to do with the person themselves coming in with the intention of what they're setting for the session.
Good point. And I mean, as psychics, we can't, it's really hard to work inside a vacuum.
Oh, good.
Sorry. There's a bit of humour on the show. I've got a little applause button, and every now and again I do actually press it when there's a really good point being made.
I was wondering about that. I hadn't experienced it before when I've been on your Tuesday morning show.
Sorry, I cut you in there, Sharon, as I know.
Oh, I'm used to you, Matthew.
What were you saying?
As a psychic, it's very hard to work or read, you know, inside a vacuum. And that's where you need that little bit of feedback too. You know, if your reader is accurate, there's no problem in saying yes and communicating. Or if you feel that your reader's on the wrong track, there's no issue if you were to speak up. And allow that reading to flow really naturally without the blocks and walls. So I guess instead of moaning about it, we should be maybe coming up with some ideas that callers can use themselves so they do get a good reading. So one's preparation. That's my contribution.
Honest is the next one. Be honest about your intention for the reading.
And maybe also give a little bit of direction in where you want the reading to go. I'll give you an example. I had a client at a psychic expo only down the road on Sunday, And I asked her how she wanted me to work, how could I help her. And I always open it up with at the start with a client saying, well, how do you want me to work for you? Because at the end of the day, I mean, you're paying me money for the consultation. And I gave her all this stuff and she was able to validate it all. And in the end, she says to me, oh, I was really hoping for my dad to come through. And it's just like, well, you know, it's like I asked you at the very start which direction you want me to go in. I went in that direction, but then you didn't tell me what you really wanted.
Exactly. So good, clear communication, and don't be afraid to speak up. That would help. Definitely play a part in your reading.
That's right.
Be a good listener. Don't interrupt the psychic too often, because that, again, you know, people understand that the flow of ideas that we get are very fleeting. They're very fleeting impressions, and we have to concentrate really, really hard. So allowing your psychic that little bit of time to keep tuned in, that helps too. But it helps me.
I just need to just interrupt for anybody who's listening. We had a bit of a problem with the chat room before. The chat room did actually close, and I've actually opened it again. It's a phenomenon that does actually occur here on Blog Talk Radio, particularly because it's early morning in Michigan where this actually goes out from. Because it's early morning, they don't have the usual help facility that they normally have. So we do tend to have line outs and few fade ins and fades out. So apologies if the quality of the show tonight isn't as crystal clear as it normally is. So sorry about that, ladies. I just had to interrupt with that. We did have a whole heap of really good questions in the chat room, which I'm going to urge people to actually put back there, because there were some really good questions. But we'll proceed with the show now. We've got three callers already. Well, more than three callers, actually. There's been a few actually holding on for a while on the switchboard, but three in particular who I've sort of earmarked that we're going to take some calls from very shortly. So how about a 5-minute tea break, ladies? How does that sound to you?
Fabulous. Never say no to a cup of tea.
Okay, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. I'm going to play the whistling song. I'm going to second. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM. That was Wind of Change by Scorpions, an extremely famous song that I'm sure everybody's actually heard before and remember well. It's a song about freedom. Now, before the break, we were actually talking that we were actually going to bring some live callers in, which we will be doing. Now, the chat room is now open. It's open really, really well. It's not fading this time. And I'm encouraging everybody in there to fire your questions about spiritual matters. Inspired Storms is talking that she's a... I'm assuming it's a she. I could be wrong. My apologies if it's not. I am a Wiccan and Reiki master and healer. I was wondering if I can talk about the topic. Now, Inspired Storms, I'm wondering, does that mean you would like to call in and talk about the topic? You would be more than welcome to. It's not something we've actually talked about before. Those are topics that we've not actually discussed. It would actually be interesting as a topic to talk about. Now, Dagmar, I've got a series of questions here which are a little bit taxing. And Sharon as well. Do you want to proceed with these questions that I've got?
Yeah, go for it, Matt.
Okay, and my apologies. I've got a humbug. I've got a mint humbug in my mouth. We're encouraging front room status here on the radio. So there's a cup of tea being made for me, and I've got a mint in my mouth. So apologies if my voice is a little bit muted, but. What is the hardest location you've had to work in as a psychic? What's the hardest location? Most difficult place you've done a reading or connected with spirit?
I'm trying to think of a specific example for you, but I think when you're talking about a very noisy environment, so for me, some of the expos, if they're incredibly noisy or if there's a lot of voiceovers, because I myself am very clear audience, it just makes it very hard for me to listen in to what spirit are telling me. So, just noisy environments in general, I would say.
Bit like the MBS when you've got 57 other readers in a close proximity.
Actually, MBS I can cope with pretty well. I think one of the hardest ones, I do every few months a clairvoyant night at one of the clubs. And the last one I did there, they ended up having a singer there, which happened to be right behind the wall where all the psychics were sitting. And even though there were only three of us, it just made it so hard to hear because of the amount of noise, because the singer was placed on the other side of the wall. The singer should have been put at the far end of the other room rather than right behind our wall.
Sharon, what's your hardest environment to work in? Sharon, you there?
She's there at the moment, Matt. She sent you just a little message. So if you want to ask me another question, I'm happy.
It's okay. I'll proceed with my answer then.
Okay.
It's an actual memory that I actually sprung to mind here. And I was actually travelling to Birmingham in the UK, and I was in a friend's car, and he had really loud... I think it was probably rap music on or some really loud music on in the speakers. And his friend, who was sitting in the back of the car with me, asked me, "All right, what have you got for me? I want a reading from you." And I was, the left of me, the right of me, with these really loud booming speakers, and I had to do this reading.
Oh, my goodness.
And all I can remember of the event was I did give messages out, but... I don't know to this day how I did it.
Wow. One of the things too, I find, I would imagine you would be the same, even when you're in an environment that you think you're just doing your own thing, like whether it's at a shopping centre or you think you're not on call, and then all of a sudden someone says, "Oh, right, you're a psychic medium. What can you see about me?" And it's like, well, hold on a sec. I'm actually kind of like off duty, do you know what I mean? I don't think people always get that we do have an off and an on switch.
Mm, That's right. We do have an off and an on switch. And it's interesting that you you mentioned about the clairaudience. I mean, I'm overtly clairvoyant, clairaudient. Sorry, I'm getting tongue tied. And sometimes, have you noticed that it's the it's like a really bad connection, and you get them coming through at the, from the other side, and it is as if they're about 10,000 miles away, and it's a poor signal.
Yes, that makes it really, really difficult.
It's something that does add to the, let's say, add to the flavour of the reading, where you've got somebody in front of you and you've just connected with their mother, or you've just connected with their uncle or their father, and that person on the other side isn't the greatest communicator. Their communication, their broadcast goes in and out and in and out. It makes the reading so much harder.
It can make it very disjointed as well.
I've just noticed in the chat room, Michelle Thompson's put a really good question here. And I'm going to ask this question, because I think it's a very relevant one. When you're doing a reading on a photo and the person is missing, do you tell the person you think their loved one has passed over?
That's a very difficult question, isn't it?
It is a difficult question.
I guess for me, I would start by giving probably more of a psychic reading on what I perceive the person is about, and then see if I can link in. I mean, usually you can tell if the person is on the other side. I guess I would be asking some questions of the person who's doing the photograph, and just a little bit of the circumstances, rather than me assuming one thing or the other.
Yeah, it's a good question, because it is possible from photographs. You do detect what, and I remember doing this as an exercise with some students, being able to detect between a living person and a person who's passed on a photograph. There is a definite different energy between the two.
Yes, but the question I think Michelle was asking too is, do we tell the person that we think their loved one has passed over? I think most of all it's about healing, so it would depend on the circumstances. Do we think it's in their benefit to get that?
I know, that's the crux thing. This is where the responsibility as a reader, as a medium, as a psychic actually comes in, and it's a very important point to make. There is a responsibility here. I mean, do you say to the person in front of you, I think your loved one's passed? I mean, there is the chance that you've got the information wrong.
Well, that's right. And can you remember, well, I'm sure that you would, only about a month or so ago, all those ladies who got found in that house in the US, that they had been held captive?
Yes, I do. I remember that. Yep. I remember
apparently
that.
Apparently, one of the more common, well, I won't mention this person's name, one of these psychic mediums had already told one of the mothers that her daughter was passed over to the spirit world.
I remember reading the article. And it is a risk. I've got to say, it is a risk that you take. And unless you're 100% sure, My opinion on it is to word it in such a way that the person can come to that conclusion themselves.
Would it also?
Oh, Sharon, you're back. Sharon's back.
Hello, sorry about that. I am back, but just really, that's an interesting question. It was about the photograph, and would you confirm or tell that the loved one was deceased? That was the question, wasn't it?
That's right.
So that could very much be relating to these like missing children or missing, in a not nice way. So wouldn't it be beneficial to pass on as much information as possible about the subject, about their move, any sensations you're getting of where they could be, where they may have moved around to, rather than actually specifying life or death.
I mean, I can actually quote an actual example. My good wife, Chris Henderson, who is behind me in the studio, was actually asked to comment on something that was actually occurring in South Africa. I'm not going to go too much into detail, but she'd detected that maybe the person concerned was actually dead. And rather than actually say to to the client, that she actually said, I'm actually seeing it's north of a particular city in South Africa, down a lane where there's trees, it's like down a country lane. Rather than saying, I'm thinking that your son's actually passed, she said, well, the car is, it was actually east of Pretoria, she's saying. So what actually happened was, the woman instructed the police to go to that actual area in South Africa. The car was found exactly where it was described, but unfortunately the son had actually passed. Rather than say, distress the woman that, I think your son has passed in his car, she gave the woman the description of where the car was. And I think that's the most...
Much, much more valuable.
That's the right way to do it.
Exactly, much more valuable. And I suppose even as a psychic, you could choose not to get the answer yourself. It's not like you're withholding information on purpose. It's just finding the most useful information for that person at that time.
That is correct.
And Chris clearly found the most useful information at that time, and all was revealed.
And just before we actually take our first live caller, because we're going to do in just a sec, Maria Evans has gone, yeah, but is it possible that the girl who was kidnapped, surely her energy would have been so low and dead with fear that it's possible to pick up on dead energy?
I'm probably the expert to answer that. I would say... Live energy is live energy, no matter how low the vibration.
Well, I mean, the issue that you've got, obviously, is you're going down to the fact that consciousness is consciousness, whether it's in a physical body or not. And it's been able to glean when you link into that consciousness, whether that has left the physical plane or not. That's the crux of the question.
That's a complicated question.
It is. I think... Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go on to our first live call. Now, it's Area 817 that I'm actually going to bring into the proceedings. And ladies, I don't know whether this is a question for a reading or it's a spiritual question, but we will deal with it in the only way that we know. So... Area code 817, welcome to Conversations with Spirit 2. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, calling from Texas. My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen. And how can we help you? Well, it'll be this morning for you.
Well, I was hoping possibly somebody could pick up something from my son for me. He's passed.
Okay. Dagmar, have you got your mediumship head on?
I can tune in. Sorry, what was the lady's name?
The lady's name's Helen, and she was hoping to connect with her son.
Okay. The energy that I've got around coming in at the moment is I feel like I've got a young man who is in his teens, would be about... I'm going to say about 15, 16, and I feel like this was quite a sudden, unexpected passing. Can you relate to that, Helen?
Well, it was unexpected and sudden, but he was much older than that.
Okay. I'm getting a gentleman here who steps forward from the spirit world, and I'm seeing him quite a reasonably tall young man, brownie-coloured hair and quite quite slender in actual fact. So does that sound like your son?
It doesn't. No. It doesn't.
Can you place this gentleman in any other way? I must admit,
I'm trying to think, and I just I can't think of anybody. The majority of anybody else that I know, with the exception of two other people, are older, of course, you know, so, no, I can't think of anybody.
Jack, I'm really sorry to interrupt this reading, but Dagmar, this happened 2 weeks ago when we had a new person on with us, and it's one of mine, I'm afraid.
Oh, Sharon.
Yeah, Holly's
I'm so
trying
sorry.
To pinch
I've
a
got,
reading
really,
here. She's
I'm
got
so
a connection.
Sorry. I've got a really quite a bossy sort of family, and they do tend to push through with anybody new, and they've hijacked you. So I'm really sorry. Just please ask them to leave. And I was wondering maybe we could have a chat afterwards.
Yeah. Helen, why do I get the words coming from your son about something about it's tough or it was tough? And I get the sense of I feel like I'm sick here. I don't know if there was anything digested or there was anything referring to the stomach area, but I actually feel sick and something about it was tough.
Yeah, he was having a really tough time, and we're not absolutely positive yet because we're still waiting for reports to come in on his passing, but. I would take a venture and say that it's a good bet that he was feeling sick at the time.
I mean,
of
I don't
his passing
want to
or right before.
Too much, Helen, but I get the feeling that something was ingested here, something was taken here.
Mm-hmm. No,
was there any water nearby, and was it nighttime? Because I get this sense of water and nighttime.
Okay, I can't answer the water. I don't know, but it was nighttime. Yes.
There were two or three others around him, but I'm not implicating these people. They seem to have talked him or trying to talk him down or talk him out of it.
That makes sense.
What I'm getting quite clearly is I don't want to implicate anybody else in this. This is my own doing.
Yes. Oh no. Yes. That's absolutely. I can take that.
I just get the feeling that when forensics comes back, there's going to be other people on his fingerprints or something on his person, and that's what he's trying to say. Do not implicate anybody else.
Oh, okay. All right. We don't have the reports, but, and you have to excuse me, it's 5:30 in the morning here, and I'm not a good early morning person.
I do the Tuesday morning show. It goes out at 6 a.m. Our time, so I know what it's like at that morning.
I'm still a little... just stupid right now, but we fairly know what caused his passing, for him to say it's nobody else's fault or whatever, that makes complete sense.
There's words like I don't want to be resented, and I couldn't help, and I did what I did, and I tried to do it the best, but I didn't fit in the square peg in the round hole. It was maybe my time, and you've got to understand it. I knew it was my time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I struggle with that, of course. And obviously, because I'm still waiting on reports, it's been very recent. So I'm still struggling a lot with the fact of time and timing. And there's anger there, you know, for a lot of us towards him because, you know, we just feel like, really, you know, are you kidding me?
My understanding is I've got somebody who's fighting back the tears here because I'm getting one word at a time, like somebody's holding the emotion back, but it's like it was definitely bullied. He was definitely taunted. He was definitely made to feel inferior, but it's outside of the family. Don't anybody think it was the family. It's outside of the family, this.
Okay. Okay.
And there were taunts right. about the family, and he couldn't defend himself.
Okay. All right.
It's always such a situation, isn't it? Poor thing.
It is. Yeah.
And are you getting... Do you have good support around you?
I do. Yeah, my husband is great. Yeah, yeah. I think I still think I'm in the shock phase. You
would be, yeah.
And
it is a process.
Yeah, and it kind of comes back around and punches me in the stomach every so often to remind me that it's real, you know. But. I mean, I just miss him desperately, and I know that he knows that I love him, and I know that...
Would there be a younger brother as well, Helen? A younger brother?
No, I don't have a younger brother.
So, is he the youngest brother, or has he got a younger sibling? But he's going on about...
He's got a younger brother.
That's what I want to locate. The younger sibling, the youngster. I would take it from what's being shown. He's not got like a ginger hair or a strawberry blonde, and he's a bit unkempt and untidy, is he?
Yes. And he is blonde, yeah, kind of a dark blonde, and he is a bit untidy. That's yeah.
Right. Well, all I'm aware of is his older brother, the one who's passed. He's going to make sure he doesn't like fall into creeks, or he's a little bit accident prone. That's the understanding.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
So my understanding is that your son, you haven't heard the last of him. He ain't going anywhere.
Good. I haven't, you know, felt any signs that he was near or anything, but. I talked to a friend of mine who she works, you know, spiritually, and she said, well, your energy is just so low, and his energy is so high right now, you know, that the vibration levels aren't connecting. And I guess that makes sense. Yes?
Yeah. Dagmar, just before we actually say our goodbyes to Helen, have you been able to make any more of the connection? Can you actually add anything to help Helen here?
I would only just give her a message of encouragement more than anything else. I'll be perfectly honest, Helen. I don't really feel I've gotten into the energy of your young man here, but I just wanted to say to you. For some reason, I wanted to say God bless. I feel like there's someone here is here talking to me about having faith. It's not the kind of thing that I would normally say. Can you understand that there is a reason of connecting into faith more than anything else? But I didn't get so much of... Sorry?
Did you say fight?
No, faith.
I think you said faith, didn't you?
And I felt like it to me it wasn't religious so much, but I didn't want to. I did feel like it's another lady here who's saying, I have faith more than anything else. And to me, this lady's in the spirit world. So I felt like this was a grandmother.
Yeah, that would be my mother or his grandmother, or it could be. My grandmother. They're both there. I'm trying to have faith.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have faith. I am.
Okay. Well, she was saying God bless, and that's what I needed to say. So you would know the lady who was quite spiritual. I don't want to use the word religious, but she's saying God bless.
No, she wasn't religious at all, but she was very... She's probably the kindest woman I've ever known in my life, and the most spiritual. And you know, I don't like to toss around labels, but if you want to use the word Christian, she showed the most Christian attitude of anybody I'd ever met in my life. But she wasn't into church. You know, she didn't do that. She just lived it.
Yeah. I I understand then why she's saying God bless. I don't want to go on and on because I'm coming here at the end and I know we have other callers that are wanting to get a message through as well. So I do want to say he's not alone in the spirit world. Your grandmother is there with him in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Helen, I hope we've been able to give you a little bit of hope and a little bit of closure this morning for you. And I'm going to thank you so much for listening to the show and for actually calling in as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great morning.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, ladies, I think we'll have a bit of an upbeat music break there. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, and then we'll take the next call, which is area code 718. So we'll be back in about just a little under 4 minutes. Woo! On a Wednesday. Joined us in the studio. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm going to second you. How's that, Glenn?
Thank you for welcoming me to your show. It's a pleasure and honour to be here, and I'd like to say hi to everybody who else is here and listening.
Sharon, I did tell you that Glenn's
Hello.
Got a similar accent to you, Essex girl, eh?
I don't know, his is a little bit posher, I think.
But you're from down south, both of you.
I'm from Kent, below you, Sharon.
So where are you from, Glenn?
I'm from Gillingham in Kent, so just over the water.
Oh, there you go. See, I told you he was posher. Over there in Kent, it's lovely over there, isn't it?
They call it the Garden of England.
Hey, we got three palms on. Not bad, eh? Three palms.
We'll be whinging in no time.
Correct. Glenn, I believe you had a client this evening.
That's right, yeah. I finished about 15 minutes ago and I just caught the end of the last call there, and now I was listening in and now I'm here. If you I'm happy to do it.
You still got your medium head on then, because I'm itching to press the button to bring 718 in, and I was going to let you go first, if that's all right, Glenn.
Lovely, I'm happy to help, Matthew.
All right, we'll bring 718 in. Hello, 718, where are you calling from and what's your name, please?
Joe, also known as Inspiration Storm.
So it's Joe, and whereabouts are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, Joe, what's your question, please?
Well, I was in the chat room. I was asking if I could share a little bit about Wicca and Reiki. I just sent some Reiki energy to Helen, who just called into you guys, and she's feeling a lot calmer after that, so, you know...
You're inspired. I know who you are now, because you are Inspired Storms, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and your last comment was, it's breaking up. Yeah, we have these anomalies on Conversations with Spirit because of the bandwidth, so I can only apologize to everybody who... Crazy Nights broke up halfway through.
It's
so
cool.
My apologies
cool.
for the politics.
No,
so what's,
cool.
What do you want to talk about Reiki? What do you want to actually discuss with us?
Well, for people who don't know, Reiki is energy healing, which works on pulling on symbols and pulling the energy from the symbols, which is life force, into the person who was attuned to the energy and projecting it outwards. It has three levels, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki 3. Reiki 3 would be the mastery level. And it's kind of like an antenna almost, with you and life force energy. And it's been very successful. In fact, a lot of hospitals now in the United States are now having a specialized unit for Reiki practitioners to come in and help with the doctors and everything. So that's pretty neat.
See, it's something I've never actually trained to do. I've experienced it. I've done it. I've actually had it done to me, and I've also actually experienced the heated hands, and I've sort of done it nominally. But it's something that I've always sort of pondered: do I actually explore it? And I know I've got a lot of friends in the field, Joel, that do actually do the Reiki healing, and it is an interesting topic. I don't know, Glenn, what's your view on the Reiki? Have you explored it at all?
Yes, I have. I was taught by my wife Dagmar to mastery level, and Dagmar's the expert in the family, but Yeah, I always kind of did what I called spiritual healing, which was focusing the energy onto the person when I did it before I had any training. This was I kind of went with the flow, what felt natural, and yeah, it's amazing what people can feel, not just the recipient, but the person who's doing the healing as well. It works on so many levels. But since being taught by Dagmar, you know, it's really opened up a lot of doors and a lot of ideas to how energy works. I mean, it's energy is one of those things that you're never really going to be able to measure too well. And if you start setting limitations on it, you're lost. But look at the positive. Look what it can achieve. And you know, as Joe was saying, it can really be of benefit to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, that's really like interesting, Glenn. Sorry, I'm spotting him here. That's really interesting, Glenn, that you started working with energy healing before your formal training. Did you notice a big difference in, I don't know, say the results or the feeling? Could you feel the difference after you'd been trained?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. The major thing that I noticed was that it was a lot more, it felt like it flowed a lot more naturally when I did the Reiki. With the spiritual healing, it felt like there was a lot more of an effort involved, and it felt like I was kind of directing what was going on. But as I say, with, you know, Dagmar's taught a lot of people, and she's very good at what she does, and what she was teaching our group, it just felt so much more natural and so much smoother.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks, Joe, for actually sharing this with us. I mean, it is a subject that we haven't touched on before, and I think you're probably going to actually inspire us to actually probably maybe even dedicate a night to maybe doing a bit of absent healing for people, getting an absent healing list together. So more than welcome a later date to actually come on the show and maybe share in the absent healing list with us.
Well, they can join my show. When I set it up later on this afternoon, they can come over to my show, and I can do Reiki healings on my show. So, yeah.
Awesome. Good to be sharing it about.
That's right.
Good to be sharing it about. I've not actually had any Reiki training, and I don't do hands-on healing, but I have had the hot hand, Matthew.
Mm. Yeah,
and I did notice I went through quite an intense period where my hands were on fire and it was driving the cat crazy. It was just squealing.
Yeah. You must be psychic, Polly, because as soon as you mentioned the word cat, Gillian, when animals enjoy Reiki, I have Reiki'd more animals than humans, and just as you said the word cat, her next part was, my cat is a Reiki-holic.
Oh right. I do work with animals. Hadn't really thought of it like that, but yeah, quite right. They do suck up for healing.
Yeah. Not
but when
to
you're
mention,
when you're hanging first. Sorry.
It's all right. I have done healing work for animals using Reiki. In fact, my neighbor's dog ate a bar of soap, and when they got back to their house, I noticed the difference, and I proceeded to give Reiki to the dog. He threw up the soap, ran around the yard, and to this day, I still have a connection with it. To now, every dog that I walk by seems to acknowledge that I am a good person and greet me. Like, don't come up.
The alarm clock's gone off, everyone. I'm going to have to go on to the next caller.
Hey.
Okay, Joe, sorry about that. It's just we do have plenty of other callers, and I'm trying
it's
to be fair to everybody.
It's quite understandable. It's quite understandable.
Okay, lovely to meet you.
Thanks,
you
Joe. Thanks
as
for calling
you.
In.
Blessed to be.
Bye. Okay, Bye. Everybody, we'll go into our next caller, which is area code 360. Glenn, medium head on, just in case. It's a bit like Wurzel Gummidge, this, isn't it? You remember John Pertwee? With his different hats and head.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like we've got to get our medium head on. We've got to have our discussion head on. It's the type of show that we've got, Glenn. So bear with me. If we're bringing area code 360.
No worries.
Hi.
Hello, area code 360. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laurie calling from Bellingham, Washington.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
What's your question? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. I just recently found out that I have osteoporosis of the lumbar spine. And, I was just in a lot of pain for a long time and really low on vitamin D and everything. And I'm wondering, am I going to be able to get better? What's going to be happening? And since my health is so bad and I want to move and I want to do things and I'm just wondering where I should focus
Sharon, can we help? Can we help Laurie here? Is there any insights that we can provide for her in the short time that we've got online with her?
You, Sharon?
Yeah. Poor old sausage, you're not going through a nice time, are you? I'm presuming that you, painful. And you've got good medical practitioners, so probably on the medical side, you're being well taken care of already.
I'm getting a lot of help with this new chiropractor. I've been getting a lot of pain relief there.
Great.
Yeah.
We've just had a discussion on railing. I know the guys totally recommend that.
I did want to ask what the name of her show was. That previous caller, she had a Reiki. She did Reiki healing.
I'll ask.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe is actually, here we go. His show is actually, let us know in the chat room, it's Reiki Healing and Cleansing is his show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. It's Inspired Storms, and it's Reiki Healing and Cleansing.
Okay, super. I'm going to try
that
too.
Before we get into a reading for you, I personally, and this is just a personal recommendation, I would recommend that you get a hypnosis tape on pain management because they work and that'll help you get up and over initially. And then I'm sure the doctors will do, a great job with the other pain relief and systems that you'll need to go through. So we should have a little tune in now, shall we, and see what...
Laurie,
coming up for you.
What have you got around you in your room as far as wireless internet, or have you got any power lines close by to your house? I'm particularly concerned that I've sort of done a bit of a remote viewing around you because I wanted to find out what you were feeling like, and there's all this interruption and all this high frequency signals going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to change internet providers because I wasn't getting a signal into this little apartment, and I do have a router and I have all this stuff, and I moved my bed into
Is there any power lines? Have you got any power lines to your home?
I think so. I live on a kind of a busy street, and there's lots of power lines out there, I think. Yeah.
See, I'm getting essentially that you are extremely sensitive, and a lot of your illness and your tiredness and your sickness feels to me to be linked to the EMF signals and the low frequency signals and all the power lines. And I think there's a sensitivity with you where. Because all these power lines and all these wireless networks and all these, you've no doubt seen it in the internet. It goes right through our physical body and it actually affects our physical body. And that's how I'm actually feeling. I'm feeling really drained and really tired as I'm linking into your personal space, into your space in your home. I feel really tired in that space. And I don't know if you're the only one that's noticed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a friend stay over a couple nights, but they didn't say anything. But they don't like to stay enclosed. Like I have to, stay enclosed more.
Mm.
So I'm kind of you know, but I want to move, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, is that going to come off getting out of here with my health the way it is?
I'll pass you over to the capable hands.
Thank you for letting me know that.
Glenn, are you there? Can you help Laurie with, is she going to move, please?
Yes, I am, Matthew. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
Hi. I was just trying to do a little bit of tuning into your energy while Matthew was speaking and while Sharon was speaking. But the first thing I think is worth suggesting is that, Matthew, you suggested a Reiki evening or a remote healing evening. I think we've got an ideal candidate here. But in the short time, Laurie, I'm very much aware of a lady that joins me from the spirit world here, and I know that I have to be quick, so I want to put her in her late 80s when she passes. She shows me that she would have been immaculately dressed, but also very very slim at the time of her passing. I also get that she would have been really drained, really worn down. Now, she feels to me a little bit like grandma, so can I ask quickly, have you got a grandma in the spirit world that would fit that description?
Yeah, I have three that I know of. Great-grandma.
I'll be very quick. She showed me that she would have worn nice hats, that's for sure. Anyway, I got the sense that she was saying that while she was drained and she felt like she was being dragged down, she was still able to put a positive face onto the situations that were coming her way. I feel she's trying to get across to you that an important factor for your healing is to keep a positive attitude. Listen to what your health professionals say, but really it comes from the mind as well as just the body. If you can maintain that positivity, it will help you no end. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, obviously, it sounds like you're going through quite a lot, so it's a bit of a challenge, but the way that I feel the strength from your grandma tells me that you shouldn't have any problem finding that strength within you to pick yourself up. Now, I know, as I say, I know that's a little difficult, but positive attitude is really is the way I was getting it from grandma.
Yeah, I can feel, I'm feeling better now. That's exactly right.
I've actually got Dagmar here as well, who wants to add a little bit of her own. Now, have we got time for that, Matt?
Yeah, we've got time.
Okay. I just wanted to ask something really quickly at the end for you, because I know that you asked that question about moving. Will you be able to move? And I want to reinforce positive vibration for you for that. I would say to you, keep the time frame a little bit loose. I would say about 6 to 12 months. Yes, I do feel like that you will be moving on. I do feel like that there's a little bit more to this back pain and this osteo than just this lifetime. I actually feel like it's connected to another lifetime as well. I'm getting a really sharp stabbing pain in my back. Can you understand? Do you understand a real sharp stabbing pain, but lower in the back?
Yeah, I had a fractured lower back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. To me, this feels like a knife or something similar going into your back, but that's what I'm talking about past life, that I feel like that this is connected also to a past life experience. Obviously, you're going to be working in conjunction with your doctors, but I do feel like that it's going to be a little bit of a rough 6 months, and then you'll get a lot better.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dagmar. Thanks, Glenn, for helping Laurie out there. Thank you, Laurie, for actually calling in. I know it's your morning. It was the early morning for you, but I hope we've given you a little bit of help.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you, Laurie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, we're going to have another music break. So it's a cup of tea time for Polly and just a bit of a leg stretch for me. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes. This is a Whitesnake song. Bear with me whilst the button presses. There we go.
Thank you.
Well, we've certainly not got lonely days or lonely nights here on Conversations with Spirit 2. In the studio joining me, tongue-tied again, in the studio with me are my guests, Sharon Tunbridge, Glenn Bryant and Dagmar Bryant. Now, people, I've got a question, I've got a poser for everybody. Who's in the studio with me? I mean, have we got, is Glenn still there or Dagmar? Have we got you both now or what's happening in Melbourne?
Yeah, you've got us both, Matt.
Both still here.
And Sharon, how's your
headache?
Yeah,
it's still there.
Okay, here's a bit of a poser that I actually put on Facebook. I actually put this as a comment on Facebook, and I was talking about psychic protection. And what it was I'd said, if you're not actually frightened of anything in the astral plane, if you're not actually frightened of anything out there, why bother with any protection? Doesn't protection sort of give the preempt to something out there that you're actually fearful? What do you think about that?
I totally 100% agree.
Glenn, Dagmar, what's your view on that?
I've got to say, Matthew, I'm very much along the same lines as you. Whenever I go to my development group or whenever I run groups from home, we set the intention of wanting to do this work to guide people, to heal people and to help them. And with that intention, you set that energy around yourself. You set that energy in your home. And, you know, we all know the universal law of light attracting light. So to me, you know, I don't really see any need for protecting myself from anything. I do believe that energy is not black and white. There are shades of grey, and that must be the same with energy too. It's not just positive or negative. There are shades of grey there. So it's really about understanding what you're dealing with. I do acknowledge that there must be darker or perceptively more negative energy. It depends on your perspective. But, you know, I'm not interested in entertaining it. I work in love and light and try to heal people and set that energy. What do you think, Dagmar?
I agree with that. I mean, I don't particularly set any intention other than working in the light, so to speak, and that is what surrounds me, that is what comes in, so that I always try and give the messages to people for the highest good. And yes, I know that there's negative out there, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not in my periphery. It's not there to come in because that's not how I work.
Yeah, I mean, what I look at it is that I've got the belief or I've got the philosophy that whatever actually comes to you or whatever is actually pulled to you or whatever actual energy that opposes you, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't this whole entire existence, this virtual reality, whatever you want to call it, all about learning and growing? So if you're protecting yourself, you're technically pulling something to you, yeah, but why bother?
It seems like an exertion of energy and effort on your own part for something that may not even be relevant.
Well, so, I mean, you might put a protection around yourself, and what you're actually putting out there is I'm fearful, I'm frightened, I'm acknowledging there's something out there that I'm fearful of. It's almost like putting a light on a beacon on or putting something out there to the astral, come and attack me, I've got my protection and I'm scared of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would agree with that. Blind faith, have faith in what you do. Have faith in who you are, and that's enough protection, I think.
Well, it's that old saying, Polly, know thyself.
So I'm only saying that because I've always felt deprived because I don't have any rituals or any special things that I do. I just switch on,
I'm extending my hand here, Polly, and say shake hands with a friend. I very rarely do. For people who are listening who do attend my groups, the only time that I actually do anything as far as any protection is when I have a group, when I do a seance or I do a group circle or I do a development night. I will always put a band or bands of protection around the area and make a sacred space for people just to be sure everybody there is protection. But when it comes to my own workings and the way that I work, Maybe I do it second nature, and maybe I'm not even aware of it. But as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing on the astral plane that I'm particularly frightened of,
And you have enough guides and enough divine intervention there, if you like, to make sure that you're already protected, and you're doing your job. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it in the first place. You've got a purpose, and you're doing and serving your purpose. You're no good to anyone if you're broken. That's for sure.
That's right. What's everybody's view of wearing a black cloak? Because it's been raised in the chat room that it's better to have a dark cloak than white light. And Inspired Storms has said black is a protection colour. And I totally agree that when you put your light on, it's like attracts things to you like moths to a flame.
Mm.
My thoughts, Matt, for what it's worth, are that it's really about your own perception. I mean, do you consider, if you consider black to be a positive, protective colour, then use it. If you consider purple to be that way, use that. If you consider white to be that way, use it, because it's your thoughts, it's what you're creating in your mind that sets the energy around you.
That was a very good point, Mr. Bryant. Hence the live audience liking what you've just said.
Thank you.
And I guess depending on situations that you consciously go into, for example, if you were going to an environment, you know, let's say a haunted house or somewhere that's known to have unpleasant energy, then I guess you'd approach that in a slightly different way. You'd want the big guns with you then, wouldn't you? Is that protection, or is that just taking an army? I think it's taking an army myself. People and sorry, spirit that is a lot stronger than we'd be now on this earth plane. Err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I think Glenn's made a valid point. It's your own personal perception of what you need. I mean, for some people it might be a white light, some it might be a black cloak, some it might be purple, some it might be a blue flame. Blue. I know my late mentor, Paul, Apollo Paradigma, used to use two bands of blue light. She would actually have these two bands of blue energy light going round the circles that she would undertake. But it is everybody's personal preference.
Yeah, agreed, Matt, too. And the intention that you set.
And on that note, we're going to take another live call. So I'm going to bring in area code 219. So bear with me a second. Hello, area code 219.
Hello.
What's your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Drea. I'm calling from Chicago.
And how can we help you this morning? Because I know it'll be morning for you. How can we help you on the show?
I'm concerned about this new job I just started. Do you see me advancing soon? I know I'll be moved to another job, or will I stay at the same job that I'm doing? What's going on in the circle for me with this career here?
Okay, ladies, gents, can anybody want to start helping Bria with her question about her job?
If I'm honest, Matthew, it wasn't a great connection here. We couldn't hear too well, but I mean, I'm a little bit further away from the computer.
Bria's wondering about her job and whether she's going to be changing her job. Does any of you three work on voice vibration? Ah, Polly works on voice vibration. Polly, just pretend this is a phone call and you're doing a phone reading. I think we'll let you start. Polly? Polly's gone. She's quit on us. Back in 1 minute. Okay, what I was actually getting there, Bria, was I definitely saw a temporary sign or a temporary board or a reference to it being temporary as far as your job situation is concerned. And all I'm aware of, have you always lived in Chicago, or are you hoping to get out of Chicago?
I hope to get out of here.
Because all I heard was, and it sounded like a mother or a sister, or there was certainly a lady in spirit saying, Chicago, what you doing there, girl? You should be gone. You should be long gone. So how come you're not long gone?
I don't know. This job I just started is my career, so I will be there. And I just started it. But you say you see temporary?
It's just I get the particular job or the particular location that you're in, I get it as temporary. And I've got to say by February, I'm saying categorically by February or March, really say approximately, you will be gone. I'm not out of that job, but they feel that you will be gone. And I'm pretty... Is this your mum who's this outspoken lady? Is this your mum who's passed?
No, my mom is alive. My auntie passed.
So who's this lady then who's jumping forward and is giving me this sensation of somebody who cared at one time deeply like she was a mother vibration around you?
That's my auntie.
Because she's definitely saying that you'll be gone. Not meaning, not out of the job that you're in, but out of the location that where you are staying is temporary. And that there's a real loud, clear, audient insistence in the back of my mind at this moment.
Oh,
Sharon, can you...
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm back.
I've got the problem I've got here, Bria, is I've got a lady who I feel either had a stroke or had a dementia or a problem, because I've got a speech problem here. She's overshadowed me, and I've got like a speech problem going on.
No, she died of colon cancer.
Then I've got somebody entirely different then. Can you place this lady and somebody who would have like a speech problem or a stroke? Because I'm getting overshadowed by somebody who's making me sort of stutter or having a problem getting the conversation across. And it's very strong. I mean, for all I know, this could be a very, very strong male who is also around. But he's giving me a lot of confusion, put it that way. Or she's giving me a lot of confusion.
Wow. I didn't have so many deaths in the family. I don't know who it might be. My daughter's father passed away. But when you said the lady, that's pretty much my aunt.
Yeah, but I know I've got a lady. I've got a lady with me, but there is a very strong overshadowing with somebody who is making it very difficult for me to speak because they had a speech problem. So this is why I want to hand you to Sharon and see if Sharon's got anything for you, and I can try and make sense of this connection for you.
No problem. Okay. I was just away for a moment, so I missed the question, my darling. Can you just tell me what you would like to have your reading on?
Yes, of course. My question, what was your question? About, I just started a new career. And I was just wondering, will I advance within the company soon? Do you see me moving up?
So you started a new career. It's breaking up. You start a new career, and you're wondering if...
I will advance.
If you'll advance.
Yes.
So sorry, guys. I'm really struggling to hear.
Yes.
Quite sure, my name. Right, so let me try and get into this career anyway. Right. What I'm feeling around you, I think we've got a lot of unnecessary worry at the moment. I think we're trying to eat all the elephant in one go. Helps you to maybe just take a nice little step back from this situation. I quite like the job you're in. I feel that it's a good one for you right now. And as I look around the people, you're slowly getting to know them, and I'm feeling nice things from them. So I think you're starting to be accepted where you are, and you are getting a little bit of recognition. But right now, look, it's early days, and that whole vibration to me feels quite positive. I would just hang in there, give yourself a little bit of a break from the worry, and just take it day by day, just slow it down a bit. Does that make sense?
Yes,
I think you're worrying, really.
Yes. Yes.
I really like. Good. I really like where you're at right now. So congratulate yourself. Give yourself a big pat on the back. You've landed, and just see where the road leads. There's no hurry. It's not a sprint.
Right.
It's a marathon.
That's the alarm clock. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, Bria. We've run out of time on your reading, so I hope it's been a help for you, Bria.
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry about the confusion with the connection as far as a mediumship goes, but that does actually happen from time to time. So I'm going to thank you for calling in, Bria, this morning, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take another call. Area code 978.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
And how can we help you this morning?
Well, I feel that a relative from the other side might have a message for me due to the fact that I'm going through a lot of stress. I'm trying to get custody of my nephew, and my boyfriend is dealing with a lot of health issues. I had a recent death in my family, and I really feel that this person is around me. So,
we're talking grandmother, aren't we?
No, it wasn't my grandmother.
Okay, well, I've not got a connection here. I'm still being flustered by the last connection. So I'm going to ask either Glenn or Dagmar to actually help out here until I have this the last connection. So have either got any connection for Joyce?
Okay, I can start on this one for you, Joyce. I feel like I've got a man in the spirit world here who it does feel like father to me. Or at least a father figure, but I'll stick with father to start off with. I feel like this man passed quite unexpectedly. Like, I do feel like he had an illness. I'm still trying to make that connection stronger, so I'll see if I can get that illness laid down. But to me, he passed. It was like you guys thought that he would last longer, and to me, it feels like a cancer, and you really thought that he would last longer, but then it was just like he's given up and all the energy is just drained out of his body. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you can understand Father in the spirit world?
Yes, I can, yeah?
Okay. All right. Well, I want to keep going with this connection. He's making me incredibly warm as I'm linking into him, and I'm actually getting the words "have faith." I do feel like that there's something here also about standing your ground. Now, I know you mentioned a court case, but I just feel like that you need to stand your ground. I feel like that the person, the other party in this court case, is being quite tough and quite unreasonable too. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, very much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Glenn if he's got something else to add here, but I do want to say to you, stand your ground. Somehow that's really important. I feel like that there is going to be... I don't like using this word, but I'm hearing the word... reasonable, is somehow a reasonable outcome. It's not going to be exactly what you're happy with, but you're going to be able to live with it.
Okay. So I'll be able to live with the decision, but it might not be what we're hoping for. Is that what you said?
Well, it might not. I would suggest it may not be exactly what you're hoping for.
Right, okay. Okay.
But you'll be okay with it.
Okay.
Joyce, did your father... Did your father have a really bad chest complaint? I mean, I know I could be mistaking this for a heart condition, but I'm pretty certain he had a chest complaint, a really bad chest complaint.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Yeah, you are.
Because this is really bad. I mean, this is really putting pressure on my chest. And it's not just his chest. He's complaining about his kidneys as well. But that could be a dietary thing. He's talking very quickly. He's folding his arms. He's being very anxious about you. And he's saying that there's been too many quick decisions. Too many quick decisions. And he's really cold. There's problems with his circulation because my feet are really sore. And he's saying there's been too many quick decisions, too many rash decisions. And Joyce, you've got to really slow down.
Oh, that's my father. He always tells me that. Always.
And I don't know if he was off his rocker or he was actually in a rocking chair, but I've got to make reference to it.
I don't know about that at all.
Maybe at times lights were on, no one was home. Maybe he dropped a few marbles. I mean, he's trying to have a joke with me that he wasn't always fully there. I mean, there was times he used to nod off. That's what he's saying. And I've got a feeling that he had some sort of scarf around his neck, or he puts it was something about saving on the bills, put it that way. He was cold.
Wow. But do you see anything regarding health, like somebody's health? I mean, I don't want to say too much, I guess.
You can worry yourself too sick. You can procrastinate. You can be a hypochondriac, but you've got to stop worrying and look at things in a very, very simple, simplistic level. That's what I'm being told. It's a lot simpler than what you're thinking. That's all I will say.
Yeah. Before the alarm goes off, I just want to tell you, and you can tell me what you think. I mean, I've dreamt of dead people before, but this is different. I was sleeping, and I'm having a really hard time about the death of a family member who just passed away a few months ago. And it was making me mad. Like, I just can't believe it. But anyway, in this greeting or whatever you want to call it, I seen this person dead on the floor, and that's the way they actually died. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, and I'm calling his name. And all of a sudden, I see this transparent, opaque type of see-through color arise from his body and stand in front of me. And he was like see-through, and he smiled at me. And I know who it was. And then he just left.
You've seen the soul leave the body. You've seen the astral body, or you've seen the light body there.
Yep, he was trying to tell me, Joyce, it's okay, I'm all right. I think he was really, and I really feel he is with me and my nephew.
That's the alarm. So I'm going to thank you for calling in, Joyce. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Joyce. Thanks for that. Okay, guys and dolls, we've got about 15 minutes left. What I propose is we're going to have a music break of about 4 minutes, and then we're going to go into our last 10 minutes and just have a chat amongst ourselves. Try maybe take another quick call. So we'll be back very shortly. This is a requested song. It's actually 3 minutes long. It's a classic Queen song.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building of remedies for Khrushchev and Kennedy. Gunpowder, cheddar tea, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. like a barrel lift. Little man, try now and down to get your mind. I've been again, incidentally, if you're that way. The girl, she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Apologies, everyone.
Jesus, really got it. Vaporize a pussycat. Momentarily out of action. Temporarily out of
that. Absolutely dry.
Are listening to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM on Blog Talk Radio. We're down to our last 10 minutes, and I just really want to thank everybody who's on the show this evening. I want to thank Sharon Tunbridge. I know you've got an awful headache, and I know what headaches are like. Thank you so much, Sharon, for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure. I've loved it. It's been a lovely show.
And thank you so much to both Dagmar and Glenn from Melbourne. It's awesome having three really close friends on the show with me this evening. Sharon and you two guys.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Thanks very much for the invite. I really appreciate it.
And I really hope that you guys are going to come on again as well.
Yeah, by all means. Well, I'm happy to.
Sure.
I think Dagmar is too, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Because now you sort of know the format, what this second show is all about, I think we can get ourselves a little bit prepared. And what I'm hoping to do with a better bandwidth is actually do a development night or try and do a development class, a live online development class, and maybe really encourage people to call in and maybe try some experiments with cards, or we'll come up with something that might actually transmit really well through the radio. What do you think about that?
Sounds very interesting. Very positive, yeah.
I don't quite know how we're going to do it, but it's just an idea that's been in the back of my mind.
Put it upstairs and see what comes back.
That's right. It's I know we.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good idea. Nice to encourage participation.
Definitely.
And it's lovely to be involved too.
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, I know Sharon, you might not be able to be on next week. I know you. It affects your morning school runs, doesn't it? Doing it every week.
It does, and on top of very. What's that itself, Matt? You know, lots of heavy reading, but it's slightly later here, so yeah. It finishes at midnight for me.
Which is yeah, it's land of nod time. I know
I'm a delicate flower.
Oh really?
I am tonight. Got a headache.
Okay, we're good.
Right,
I'm going
to send me some of that lovely.
Do you want the clapometer working, Sharon? Is that what you're after? You want a bit of applause and recognition? Because you can have some.
Oh, I can give myself a pat, don't I?
And I'm going to thank our Melbourne guests.
Thank you very much.
I'm also going to do a little bit of applause for everybody who has been putting up with our dulcet tones this evening and listening to the show. Thanks, everybody out there. And also to people who've actually been brave and phoned in. Now, I've got the goodbyes over with now, because we've got about seven or so minutes left. So I reckon we can fit another quick call in. Do you guests of mine, do you reckon we could get another caller in?
Yeah.
We're going to have to be really quick. So area code 360, you've got to understand that we might be cutting you off here. I've just had a note. We need to plug our websites quickly. Dagmar, what's your website?
It's inspirationalinsights.com.au.
Glenn, what's your website?
It's glennbryantmedium.com, and it's Glenn with two N's.
And my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Sharon, when's your website going to be up and running?
Oh, one day.
Because if anyone wants further information on Sharon, email me at matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com, and I can most certainly put you in contact with Sharon if you need any more information from Sharon.
Awesome.
Now,
we've got
6 minutes, probably about 5 minutes if we're quick. So area code 360, this is going to have to be a very quick call. Hello, area code 360. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jill Laurie. You answered a question for me earlier. I was just listening to the phone on the telephone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you were still on. It's okay. Thank you for listening to the show anyway. I got all confused then. Okay. Right. We've still got somebody I can bring in. Evans 1008, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Marie. I'm originally from England, but I'm actually calling from Spain at the moment.
Okay. What's your question, Marie?
Well, the last 6 months, my whole plan has been to move back to England in August of this year. I had a job, I had a flat, I had a guy waiting for me. 2 weekends ago, the flat fell through, the guy finished with me, and I got made redundant. So I'm basically wondering, do I go back to England in August, or is this something telling me I have to stay in Spain for a bit longer? I'm a bit confused now as to where my path's leading me.
I don't know about anybody else in the guest studio, but at synchronicity, what do you think, Sharon? Do you agree?
I think she got the hat trick.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think it's a sign, darling. I think it's a sign. And you're holding up marvellously. What does it mean? Right, so we'll all have to have a quick fire at this. What does it mean?
Marie, what's your date of birth? I don't need the year.
August, 10th of August.
Okay, so you are in... You right bang it slap in the middle of a six vibration, and unfortunately six vibrations have a bad reputation for relationships falling apart and for plans falling apart.
Yes.
A six is one of those years, unfortunately, where untimely things can descend on us. I can't offer you a solution, sadly. I can't wave you a magic wand. I would love to give you a magic wand, Maria, and say it's all going to be right. But I honestly got the feeling that you are meant to actually look elsewhere. Remain in Spain for now, but maybe consider another option that will come available to you. I'm pretty certain there is another option that will come available to you. But one thing I will say, I don't think you've heard the last from him.
Okay.
No, I'm not feeling negative about one at all. Not feeling any negative. And
I'm having cold feet, personally.
No, having cold feet, most definitely not.
Marie, if I can quickly add something for you. Just something that was coming to mind while I was listening to you talk was that I really get the feeling that you're definitely getting a sign here, but you're getting a sign that, yes, you need to move forward with your life and you're being congratulated, but you're making all these positive efforts to make these changes. The universe is reciprocating by making it right for you. Now, I did feel like going back to England would be right for you. You'll get some answers, but I do feel, like Matthew said, you need to kind of find a new town or a new area just to allow those changes to fall into place.
Right, okay, so slightly change the plan, keep the main plan, but slightly tweak it a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're being given encouragement, I think, from you.
I'll just add one thing, because I just got screamed at July anyway. You're going to have a new career opportunity in July, third week at the latest.
July of
this year?
I've been
quite good on my numbers lately. Third week of this year, July. So, go hard. Stick your CV out, darling. You're in control. You drive it. Don't let the monkeys get you down. You're not in a bad position.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie. Sorry, it was a brief reading, but we've got like less than 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening in from Spain. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem. It's my first time here as well, so it's been a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks. Okay, guys and dolls, we're sort of in the closing credits now, so I'm going to thank you all once more for being on the show. It's been absolutely awesome having you all on, and no doubt we will all catch up together again on the show at a later date. I can't even remember who my guests are next week, but it'll be the same time, same place next week for the Tuesday morning show and the Wednesday night show. Watch out on Facebook for the events pages. I will leave everybody with this lovely piece of music by Med Goodall. It's called The Last River. And we'll speak to everyone next time. Bye now.
Good night.
Night,
bye.
Everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.